Blog Talk Radio.
Eddie Jones Jr. underscore Productions. This is a wonderful, beautiful Sunday in the month of December, December the 3rd, as we count down to the birth of Jesus Christ. That's what Christmas is really all about, the birth of Jesus Christ. It's not about presents. It's not about money. It's not about any of that. It's about the birth of Jesus Christ. And sometimes the holidays are misconstrued and people feel like they got to go out and spend all this money on gifts, and at the first of the year they're broke and they're behind in their bills and they're trying to recuperate from spending all this money. Well, if you know what Christmas is really all about, you know it's not about Christmas presents. It's about love. It's about understanding. It's about the birth of Jesus Christ. And if you can just share love, then that's the greatest gift you can give any human being on the planet Earth. Is love, unconditional love. Well, let's go. I want to open up with a prayer, and I want to open up with just a few bars of a song. And I want to sing this because I want God to rain down a blessing on us today as you get the word. And we're going to talk about some things. Our scripture is going to come from 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24. Our scripture will come from 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24. Our subject is, can you count your miracles? Can you count your miracles is our subject. Our topic is, God is passing out miracles. Amen? God is passing out miracles is our topic. And our sermon is, God has a miracle with your name on it. Hey, Marcella, how are you? God bless you. God is passing out miracles, and that's what this sermon is about today. So I just want you to think about how many miracles have God blessed you with. Can you even count all your miracles and all your blessings that God has bestowed upon your life? I mean, he's doing wonderful, phenomenal, fantastic, tremendous things, and he's still doing it. So I want to open up with a short prayer. And then a short few bars of a song. And then we're going to get right into the word. Heavenly Father, those that are coming in the room right now, and those that are already in the room, I ask that you bless everybody who comes on to this sermon, to this online church experience. Lord, I ask that they be knowledgeable and that they understand and comprehend each and every word, that it will come out in layman terms. God, I ask that you make it less of me and more of you. So let your light shine, God. Not my light, but your light, God. I'm just a humble vessel on the battlefield doing your will, God. I'm just a disciple for your word, God. Now, Father, if anybody out there is sick, homeless, jobless, whatever they're going through, mental problems or trying to figure out who they are, where they should be in life, God, I ask that you rehabilitate them, rejuvenate them, restore them, revitalize them in every area of their life, God. And please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, watch over our elderly people and watch over our kids and our babies, but watch over everybody. Thank you, God, for what you have done. And if we have done anything wrong in thought, word, or deed, omission, or commission, please forgive us now, God. We give you the glory and we give you the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, Gloria, how are you? Praise God, Gloria Majors. I'm so glad that you're with us this afternoon. This song, I just want to sing a little bit of it because miracles do rain down. Amen. Miracles rain down each and every day. Every day. So it goes like this, and it's really short. Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place and breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing glory, saturate our hearts. And rain on us, breathe on us, shower down. Shower down, send your spirit, Lord. Rain on us, breathe on us. Shower down, send your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. I just wanted to share that with you. Hey, Catherine Jackson, how are you? Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Thank you so much for joining us on Facebook Live. If you want to join us on Facebook Live, we're at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. If you want to join us on Instagram, I'm on Instagram right now at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram. And if you want to join us by phone, you just dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Now, really quick, our subject is, well, first of all, our topic is God is passing out miracles. All right, God is passing out miracles. That's our topic. Our subject is, can you count your miracles? Can you count all the miracles God has showered down on you? And I can't even begin to name all the miracles that God has showered down on me and my family, and I'm grateful. But our sermon, hallelujah, praise God, our sermon is, God has a miracle with your name on it. God has a miracle with your name on it. And I want to go to our scripture right here. 1 Samuel, if you can go to 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24. And let me read it to you. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you. Hallelujah. I want to read that to you one more time. This is 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. And we're talking about the miracles that God has done in your life. Hey, Sister Ida Jordan, God bless you. What can you count? How many miracles God has blessed you with in your life? I know you just can go on and on and on talking about how many miracles God has blessed you with in your life. And let's look at some of the miracles that Jesus did when he was here on the planet Earth. Jesus did amazing miracles, and a lot of people were upset because Jesus was doing miracles. And so, and when I say upset, I'm talking about people who didn't believe that Jesus was who he was, and they didn't believe that Jesus was doing it, but Jesus was doing miracles, okay? And I want to share a miracle with you, and I'm doing some expository preaching, which is right from the Word of God, and every now and then I might paraphrase a little bit on what we're discussing right now, but the importance of this is that it falls down on you, and it rains down on your heart, and it allows you to know that God is giving out miracles each and every day. I just got a phone call. I want a short testimony. I got a call from a young lady. What's up, Brother Kevin? God bless you, my brother. Thank you for joining us at the church. I got a call from a friend of mine. My sister called me, my sister Vera Jones, and she said, hey, bro, how are you? I said, I'm doing great. She said, one of the ladies that you worked on, you know, with them, with getting their, you know, helping their son that was in prison, and he's getting out. And I'm like, oh. And she said, because of what you did to help out with his case, he's not getting life without the possibility of parole. He'll be out in February of 2024. So that was a miracle for me. That was a miracle for his mother. And that was a miracle for him, because they told him he would never see daylight again on the planet Earth. But God is working miracles. I remember, Ida, you and I worked on, me, you, and my wife, worked on a situation at the school, and it helped tremendously. And we fought for justice, and we received justice because, and that was a miracle. That was God's miracle. And I want you to know, God gets all the glory. I am just a vessel on the battlefield for God. It is not about me. It is about the work that God has in store for you and me. And we have a lot of great work to do. And on this Christmas, let us remember not to forget that Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ. If you can't afford to go out and buy a little gift, don't worry about it. The gift of love is the greatest gift of all. From your heart. If you cook a happy meal and your family comes over and enjoys your turkey, dressing, and ham, and greens, and cornbread, and cake, and pies, and have a good time and listen to music, that's what it's all about. I did a sermon last week. I did a sermon last week about how we should talk. Our tongue is a muscle. And I just want to revisit that for a second, because we have to speak our miracles into existence. If we speak negativity out of our mouth, then we're going to get negativity. But if we speak positivity, if we abide in God, then God will abide in us. If we tell the truth about God, then God will shed light on whatever it is that we're doing, and he will bless us right there. Okay? Now, I got to tell you, God doesn't always come when we want him to, but he's always, and I mean always, right on time. And we should be mindful, and we should know that God has blessed us with some miracles in our life. If somebody was sick in your family and you know they should have passed away and they didn't, hey, Sister Brenda Calhoun, God bless you from the AME Church. It's so good to see you here in the church. Now, you know, if somebody was laying in the bed and they were about to die and they didn't die, that was a miracle. It was God's miracle. You had cancer and you went to the doctor and you went to the doctor and you said, oh my gosh, I have cancer. And 6 months later, you went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know what? We can't find any cancer in you at all. That is a miracle. That's God's miracle. So I want to share a miracle out of the book of Matthew. If you go to the book of Matthew, chapter 9, hallelujah, chapter 9, verse 1 through 6. Matthew chapter 9, verse 1 through 6. And I want to share this with you right now. And I want to share the word with you as we continue to speak on our sermon. God has a miracle for you. Hallelujah. And it reads in Matthew chapter 9, verse 1 through 6. So he got into a boat and crossed over and came to his own city. Then behold, they brought him to a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. And at once some of the scribes and within themselves said, this is blasphemy. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, why do you think evil in your heart? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the paralytic, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom my blessings flow. That is Matthew chapter 9, verse 1 through 6. Jesus healed the paralytic and told him to pick up his bed and walk. And Jesus is passing out miracles each and every single day. I want to share some of the miracles that Jesus have done. And Jesus turns water into wine in the wedding at Cana in John chapter 2, verse 1 through 11. John chapter 2, write these verses down. They're going to help you later. John chapter 2, verse 1 through 11, Jesus turns the water into wine at the wedding in Cana. Jesus heals an official's son at Capernaum in Galilee. John chapter 4, verse 43 through 54. Amen. Evangelist Virginia, how are you? God bless you. I'm so happy to see you with us at the church. Jesus drives out an evil spirit from a man. Mark chapter 1, verse 21 through 27. Mark chapter 1, verse 21 through 27. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a minute. There's something that has transpired in your life between the beginning of 2023 all the way up to now. Somewhere along in there, how many miracles have you received? How many miracles have you received? Hallelujah, praise God. This is a sermon about God's miracles. And for those that are just coming aboard, I just want you to know, hallelujah, praise God. Our topic is God is passing out miracles. Our subject is, can you count your miracles? And our sermon is, God has a miracle with your name on it. Hallelujah, praise God. And he does. God always has a miracle. And so we're praising God right now to know that your miracle, if it hasn't already came, it's on the way. Just have faith and believe and trust in God that he is passing out miracles each and every day. And I want to read to you again, our for those who just came on, our scripture about miracles came from 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24. And it reads, only fear God and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. Now, I got to give you another testimony. A friend of mine was having some situations at their job, and they were going to lay everybody off. And when that person, particular person, was like, oh, I can't afford to be laid off. This is the worst time ever, da-da-da-da. They went into the job, and they said, oh, so-and-so, we want to let you know that we're going to send you to another office, and you still will be able to keep your job. And that was a miracle in their life at the time when most needed a miracle. They did not want to be out of work. They did not want to be without a stable income. They did not want to be on unemployment. They wanted to have a stable job with 40 hours a week and getting paid every 2 weeks like they were getting paid. And praise God, from whom all blessings flow, they were able to do that. They received a miracle. What miracle is it that you need God to do in your life? Just think about that for a moment. Let that sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. What miracle do you need God to do in your life, for your life, about your life, around your life? Whatever it is, when blessings go up, when prayers go up, hallelujah, forgive me, when prayers go up, blessings come down. And my favorite scripture, Matthew 7 and 7, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and that door shall be open unto you. We have to keep the faith, and we have to know that we know that we know that God is working miracles. And I want to go, let's go over here. I want to share a Bible verse with you. I want you to write it down, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. And it reads, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Now, I know you know the answer to that. There is nothing, and I do mean nothing, too hard for God. We serve a God that can do any and everything. And all we have to do is have faith and trust and believe. I said at the beginning of this sermon that whatever music you hear on here, if you heard me sing, I do not own the rights to those songs. I do not own the rights to those songs. And so, but I had to share rain on us, because God will rain down a miracle on your life when you least expect it. I have a friend that I know that was afraid to step out on faith and go into business. I say, oh boy, you do such a wonderful job at what you do. Why don't you take it to the next level? And then they had every excuse in the world why they should not be doing their own business. And then finally one day, something happened. They were able to come up with enough money to start their own business and open their business. And now their business is flourishing. They're making more than six figures a year with their business, and their business is thriving. And that, in their life, was a miracle. But they had to step out on faith, and they had to remember Hebrews 11:1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I paraphrase that by saying, you cannot see the air that you breathe, but it keeps you alive. You can't see God, but he's always there. He's always there. So they stepped out on faith. They had a test, and their test became a testimony, and they did receive their miracle, and now their business is thriving. So whatever it is in your life that you want God to do for you, whatever miracle you desire for God to do in your life, if you haven't seen one of your kids in 5 years, if you haven't seen a sister or a brother in 5 years, if you haven't been around your family in some years, well, God is creating a miracle for that to happen in your life right now. Have faith, have trust, and believe that God will come through. Our God will do anything but fail. He's an on-time God. He's not a God that lets go of our hand. And that's why when it says, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. And remember, I shared this scripture before, but Psalms 121, verse 1. Psalms 121, verse 1. I will look towards the hills from which cometh my help, and my help cometh from God. Amen. Your help is not coming from your bank account. Your help is not coming from your new car. Your help is not coming from your brand new house. Your help is not coming from your brand new clothes. Your help is not coming from your jewelry around your neck. Your help is not coming from any of that. Your help should be coming only and only from God. And if you think your help is coming from you, you better think twice. Amen. It's not you, it's God. God is blessing you in those areas of your life. And he's working miracles in your life each and every day. Hey, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, God bless you, my brother. It's so good to see you here, man. Praise the Lord, from whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to know that I want to share another scripture with you right now. And it's important. Hallelujah. I want you to write down Luke chapter 18, verse 27. Luke chapter 18, verse 27. And God said, and he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Let me read that one more time. Luke 18 and 27. And he said, the things which are impossible with man are possible with God. I want you to let that sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. You know how you go to somebody and say, hey, I need help. And they say, don't worry, I'm going to help you out. And they never show up. They always say they're going to show up, but they never show up. Well, I will look towards the hill from which cometh my help, and my help comes from God, not from man, not from woman, not from my boss, not from my job. My help comes from God. God gave me the job. God gave me the hope. God gave me the material things. God gave me the car. I don't worship any of those things. I worship God. Hallelujah. You know, our God is a waymaker, a miracle worker, and a promise keeper. He's a waymaker, a miracle worker, and a promise keeper. Oh, yeah, and he's a light in the darkness. There is not one dark room in the world that God's light can't fill up with his light. When God's light comes into a dark room, the dark room has to go away. It can't be dark with God's light. You need to know that you know that you know that. You got to have faith to know that. You have to trust to know that. I want to share another scripture with you. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, I'm going to get that right. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe it, all things are possible to him that believe. If thou can believe it, if you believe in your mind, if you believe in your heart, if you know that you know that you know that God is working on your side, then God's going to bless you. Hallelujah. All things are possible to him that believeth and have faith and trust in God. That's where our faith and our trust need to be at. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it says in 1 Samuel chapter 12 and 24. 1 Samuel chapter 12 and 24. This is our scripture for today. This is our real scripture for today. And I want you to take this scripture and open it in your Bible. And I want you to read it. And I want you to practice it. And I want you to use it to help you with your relationship with God if you're having a problem getting your miracle. Because God is passing out miracles every single day. All day. And it reads, 1 Samuel 12 and 24, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. Now, God has already done great things for you. If you woke up this morning, amen, he did something for you. Hallelujah. Y'all might not hear me right now. If you woke up this morning, amen. Brother Clarence and Mellon, good to see you, my brother. If God woke you up this morning, that was a miracle. If your family is okay, that's a miracle. If your rent, light, gas, and telephone bills are paid, that's a miracle. Oh, yeah, it's a mandatory necessity, but some people are losing their homes right now as we speak. They can't pay their notes right now. They can't pay their bills right now. They're not receiving the miracle. It all depends on who you're trusting in. If your trust is in God, you're going to be all right, because God will make a way out of no way at all. And he has cattle on 1,000 hills, and they're all yours to claim. Hallelujah. You can claim it in his holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm saying that you don't have to beg or crawl, because he can see you standing tall. He'll give his everlasting love. Just come to him as you are. Amen. And you know the rest from there. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, God. Now, that's not hard. If you haven't praised him today, I want you to take a moment to praise him right now. Let's give God a hand clap. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't take much to praise him. Just praise him and give him the glory, and know that you know that you know that your help coming from the Lord. Your help comes from God. Amen. You can have all the money in the world and be sick as ever and can't go out nowhere to spend it. You can have the baddest house in the whole wide world, and you living in it all by yourself and ain't got nobody to come over and visit you. You can have all the fine clothes and everything in the whole wide world. And let me tell you something. All these things will depart from us all one day. So if you're looking for your miracle and you want your miracle, God is working miracles. And he said, if you ask, you shall receive. If you seek, you shall find. If you knock, that door shall be open. God is passing out miracles. Hallelujah. Praise God. Matthew chapter 1, verse 22 and 23, and it reads, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now listen to me carefully. That was a miracle. She was blessed by the Holy Spirit, and she became pregnant with Jesus. Now, I want to give you some more miracles that Jesus has done, because the first miraculous catch of fish on the lake. Okay, now remember, Jesus fed the multitudes with a loaf of bread and five fish. But no, I want you to realize something. Do you know how big a fish is? I'm not talking about a whale. I'm not talking about a killer whale. I'm not talking about a humpback whale. I'm not talking about a sperm whale. I'm talking about fish. They have fish that can weigh up to 300 or 400 or 500 pounds. Huh? They got, if you cook that big old 500-pound fish, okay? So Jesus fed the multitudes, and it was a miracle that everybody ate and was full with five loaves of bread and fish. Amen? That was a miracle, okay? Have you had a miracle where you were going through a situation and you didn't know where your next meal was coming from, and all of a sudden you were blessed with the best meal you ever had, and all you could do is say, thank you, God? Or did you even say, thank you, God? You must remember to never forget that you should always thank God for each and everything you have. I don't care how big or how small. You should thank God for your miracle. Your miracles with an S. Especially this Christmas season is not about big old presents and new this and new that. It's about love. It's about the birth of Jesus Christ. And this is why I chose a sermon about miracles, because miracles are happening each and every day. There's a war being fought right now as we speak, but out of that war, people are being saved. There's miracles taking place right now. A lot of people just see all the bad in the war, but they don't see the good things. The hostages are being released. People are being moved to new places to live. They're getting new homes. Excuse me, they're getting doctors over there. Nurses are coming from all over the world to help out. There's miracles taking place in Israel and in the Gaza Strip. So keep on praying, because your prayers are being heard by God. And God is showering down miracles in places where we have no control. We don't have any control at all, but God has the control. God has the miracles. And he's passing them out each and every day. Jesus heals a man's withered hand on the Sabbath. And that comes out of Matthew chapter 12, verse 9 and 14. He did it on the Sabbath. Amen. Jesus heals a man withered hand on the Sabbath. That comes out of Matthew chapter 12, verse 9 through 14. Matthew chapter 12, verse 9 through 14. So we should look at all the miracles. Jesus calms a storm on the sea. Now remember, the disciples were like, Jesus, the waters, you know, it's just rumbling. We can't deal with it. I'm getting seasick. Jesus was sleeping through it. He was cool. But when they woke up Jesus, what they didn't know, that a miracle was about to take place. Jesus raised up his hand towards the water and said, peace be still, and know that I am God. And that was a miracle. And he's still working miracles. Hallelujah. And Jesus told the disciples, he said, when they were out there fishing, they were like, oh, we've been doing this all day, Jesus. We haven't caught anything yet. Jesus told the disciples, cast your net. They cast their net, and they had so many fish, they couldn't even hold them. That was a miracle. And miracles happen every single day. There's a miracle happening somewhere right now, as we speak. And I thank God for each and every miracle in my life. And you should praise God and thank him for every miracle in your life. And whatever you do, know that you know that you know that your miracle too is on the way. If you haven't received a miracle, because maybe you haven't accepted God as your personal Savior, and maybe you don't know God the way you want to know God, well, this is an opportunity to know him. This is an opportunity to have a relationship with him. And this is an opportunity to not only build a relationship with God, but prepare for your miracle with God. Maybe you try doing whatever to do whatever to get make your own miracle, but no, it's hard to make your own miracle. But when God does it, it's so simplified, it's so easy, and so real and natural. You see, God said in his word, if you will abide in me, and I reiterate this, I will abide in you. That's half the battle right there. And all you got to do is just say, God, come into my heart. Make me, you know, a disciple, God. I'm tired of living in this world the way I'm living, and I want to live with you, God. I want to give you my life, my spirit, my soul, my body, everything. And everything I've ever done, I'm laying it all at the altar with you right now, God. And once you do that, out of your mouth, see, you can just go to Romans chapter 10, verse 9, and you can read it for yourself. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Whatever happened yesterday is dead and gone. You are washed as white as clean as snow, and you are a new creature in Christ. That's right. If you were an alcoholic 25 minutes ago and you just said those words, you're washed as white as snow. It's up to you now to keep the faith with God and walk with God and trust that God will cleanse you, purge you, and prepare you for the miracles that he has in store for you. If you were a weed smoker, if you were an overeater with food, whatever your sin was, God said he would cleanse you and purge you of whatever inequities are inside of you, and then he will move those mountains out of your life, no matter how big those mountains are. And I'm not talking about Mount Sinai, a mountain. I'm talking about a mountain of, if your mountain was drugs, if your mountain was alcohol, if your mountain was food, if your mountain was lying, if your mountain was stealing. Whatever that mountain is in your life, God will help move it out of your life and get you ready for your miracles. Amen, somebody. I know somebody out there hears me right now, and somebody needs to hear this right now. Let's see. I want to go back over here. Let's see. Let's go here. And hallelujah. What's up? What's going on, Brother Thompson? Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Thank you for joining us. You know, sometimes we don't even realize how many miracles already happen in our lives. We're so busy going I and me, and we think we're doing it, and God's doing it all along. Have you ever had someone in your family that you were having a bad relationship with, and for whatever reason, and they needed you to come to the hospital, and you went there for them, and they said, you know what, they might have been on their deathbed, but they said, I'm so sorry, and I forgive you. And then you were holding in that pain all those years, and that cleansing of your heart and inside of you, that was a miracle. That on their deathbed, they said, I forgive you and I love you and I'm so sorry. And then you were able to let go of all that stuff you was holding in, and you were able to say, thank you, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, praise you, Lord. That was a miracle, because you probably never thought that you guys would be able to restore, rehabilitate, rejuvenate, and rebuild your relationship. But some kind of way God stepped in and allowed a miracle to happen before that person left the earth, and before you could hear their last breath, they were able to say, please forgive me, I love you, and I forgive you for whatever happened. That is a miracle, okay? And that's a miracle, and miracles are happening every day. If you are a brother or a sister, and you had a family member that you knew was your sister or your brother, and you've never seen him in your life, and all of a sudden, out of the clear one day, somebody hit you up on Facebook or Instagram and said, hey, I think we're related. And then you go and do all the research and get a DNA test and everything and find out that's your brother or your sister. That's a miracle. That is a miracle. Okay? And miracles are happening each and every day. Amen. If you were in a car accident and the doctor said, I'm sorry, you will not be walking ever again. And 9 months later, you're out the wheelchair, walking around, holding yourself up, even though you're walking with a cane, you're walking again. That is a miracle. See, what you put into it with God, that's what you get out of it. And if you believe in your heart and in your mind and know that God will be there for you, he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Then that, we're living around miracles and we just don't even know it. We're walking miracles. If you're cancer-free, you're a miracle. Huh? If your blood pressure was been sky high and now it's down low and you don't have to take blood pressure anymore, medicine, that's a miracle. You see? because we're walking a better, cleaner life with God. Now, you might not think that walking with God is going to help you clean yourself up, but yes, walking with God will help you clean yourself up. And everything you want to know, I don't care if it's how to eat, how to exercise, how to live, how to whatever, it's all in this Bible right here. Everything you want to know is in this Bible. I did a sermon on God's commandments, and I said each commandment, and I told, and I defined what each commandment meant, because a lot of people don't even know God's commandments. You ask somebody, go up to somebody and say, can you give me 5 of God's commandments, and I'll give you $10. And a lot of them can't even do it. They just can't. If you ask them, could you name me the miracles that Jesus did in the Bible? They'd be like, oh, he turned water into wine. Okay, well, give me some more miracles that Jesus has done. So if you haven't read about it, and if you haven't studied about it, get real with yourself. Because it says, study to show thyself approved. I'm already studying and I'm reading every day. But it says, study to show yourself approved. So if you haven't read the word, and you don't know the word, and you want to know the word, because I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink. If you're thirsty enough, hallelujah, praise God, you will drink. And once you get the water of God inside of you, there is no other liquid on this earth that will supply your needs like the water that God has in store for you. Amen. God will give you living water. God will make you a fisherman of men and women and children. God will create you and help you and make you the disciple to save somebody, to tell somebody about the goodness of God, to share with someone about miracles, because miracles happen every single day. I want to read to you John chapter 20, verse 8 through 9. John chapter 20, verse 8 through 9. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre. And he saw and believed, for as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. And let me read that one more time. Then went in also that other disciples which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed, for as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Now they kept saying, oh my gosh, man, Jesus ain't coming back. Well, guess what? On the third day, he rose again. And they went and rolled away the tomb. And that big giant stone, ain't no way in the world one person was going to roll away that stone. The tomb is still, if you go there right now, you can see the tomb where Jesus was. It's still there. But a lot of people don't believe that. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. If you made it through slavery, that's a miracle. If you made it through cancer, that's a miracle. If you found your lost child, that's a miracle. If you saved somebody that was in a terrible car accident, that's a miracle. Miracles are happening each and every day, and God has a miracle for you. And that's what our sermon was about today. Hallelujah. I just want to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And I ask God to make it less of me and more of him, because it's not about me, it's about God. Amen. I'm just a humble servant on the battlefield. I'm just here to help preach and teach his word. And I want to read to you, write this down. Hey, Sister Hubbard, God bless you. Barbara Hubbard, praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. We're talking about miracles today. We're talking about miracles today, and God has a miracle with your name on it. That's what the sermon is. God has a miracle with your name on it. Amen. And I want to read this to you, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And a lot of people, they were like, yeah, right. Even her husband was like, how in the world did you get pregnant? I didn't do it. The Holy Ghost did it. That was a miracle. Amen. That was a miracle. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so I want to continue to share with you scriptures. And I'm going to give you one more scripture, and then we're going to get ready to start winding down from our sermon. I wanted you to go to Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when you get there, good afternoon and praise God with you too, Sister Barbara Hubbard. Thank you so much. Yes, that was Isaiah 7 and 14. And now we're at Acts chapter 4, verse 31. And also thank you to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry and everybody that's on. Sister Marcella, amen, praise the Lord. Brother Quentin Allen, thank you, brother. And everybody else that's on right now. I want to send a big shout out to my wife, who keeps me centered and grounded and keeping my faith in God and not in anything else but God. And I thank God for the miracles in my life as well. Acts chapter 4, verse 31, and it reads, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." You know, it's a miracle to be able to go out and tell somebody about God. Yeah, that's right. Everybody doesn't have that gift. Everybody doesn't have that power. Everybody doesn't have that authority. It is a miracle when God has chosen you to go out and tell somebody else about his goodness. Jesus had 12 disciples. God has many disciples right here on the planet called Earth, going out doing the work. Now, you might run into a few false prophets, but I hope that you can discern the spirit. I read an article about a young lady who won a lot of money in the lottery, and a pastor went up to her and talked to her and said that he wanted to do this and do that, and so she donated. She didn't donate it. She gave him X amount of millions of dollars to do it, and then he turned around and wanted to sue her for more money. But God, when they got to the courthouse, and this is a miracle, the man that asked for all the money, he lost the whole case, and he had to give the money back. That was a miracle. It was a miracle that she gave him the money, and it was a miracle that he lied and cheated, and God gave her back the money. Do you get what I'm saying? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It was a miracle that she gave the cheating pastor the money. Amen. He was just all about the money. And he asked for $1 million, and then he sued her for $10 million, and she ended up winning the case and getting all the money back and some. Amen. That was a miracle. But see, out of the kindness of her heart, she showered down a miracle because she wanted to give away 10% of whatever she made. So she gave that pastor that money, and he abused it and misused it, and then he tried to take her to court and sue her. But to show you how good God is, God allowed her to win, and the miracle was that everything she gave him plus came back to her, and that was her miracle. And that was also a lesson. After that, she was very careful how she dished out her money. Amen. So let's see what, let's see here. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God, praise God. Yes, hallelujah. I want to share with you one more scripture, Matthew chapter 21 and 21. Matthew chapter 21, verse 21. And when you find it, just say amen, amen, amen. Matthew chapter 21, verse 21. And it reads, hallelujah. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done." And we were talking about the mountain earlier, but now we're here at the scripture of Matthew 21 and 21. This is God working miracles in your life when you believe. And like I said, the mountain could be alcohol. The mountain could be marijuana, it could be cocaine, it could be heroin, it could be drugs, it could be food. But if you say to that mountain, "Be thou removed," and you have faith in God and you trust in God, God's going to allow that miracle to take place in your life. And if you can go from being a drug addict or an alcoholic to not being one, that is purely, surely a miracle. Because some people can't stop. And I've heard stories where people were found in positions and they died from their habit and the devil took them. But God won't do that to you. God will send you the miracle and move the mountain out of your life. And between your strength and God's strength, you can't lose. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. We have 9 minutes left, so I want to stop right here. Let me, now, whatever your prayer request is, I don't care what it is, big or small, whatever your miracle is that you want God to work out in your life or work into your life, or whatever miracle you want God to shower down into your life, I want you to start meditating on it right now. I want you, if you have any prayer requests, right now. I want to send a prayer request up for Sister Diamond. You know who you are, Sister Barbara. You know who you are, Brother Clarence and Sister Eleanor. Hallelujah, praise God. Brother Kevin, Sister Gloria, Marcy, all the people that are with us today. Ida, hallelujah, praise God for you, Ida. Linda, Gloria Majors, hallelujah, praise God. Catherine Jackson, you too, hallelujah, praise God. Let's go into a prayer, and no matter what your prayer request is, when prayers go up, blessings do come down. Heavenly Father, somebody needs you right now like never before. Somebody needs your guidance. Someone needs your direction. Somebody needs you a big hug from you, God. I ask that you give them the biggest hug they ever had in their whole entire life. Father, I want you to shower down your miracles and your love like never before. Whether it's an illness or a homeless person or a person looking for a job or someone having troubles in their family or somebody having trouble with their husband or their wife or their wife or their husband or somebody having trouble with their kids or their nieces and nephews or cousins or somebody having a problem with somebody that's just a friend or associate that doesn't know God and they want them to know God. I ask that you bless them to open up their hearts, God, and let the blessings shower down and let the miracles take place. I ask that not only miracles for 2023, God, but I believe you, God, for miracles in 2024. I believe you, God, that you will touch and uplift those who need to be touched and uplifted like never before. Lord, Almighty God, if we've done anything wrong in thought, word, or deed, or omission, or commission, please forgive us, God. And Heavenly Father, may the words that are coming from my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody got blessed today. Somebody heard this word, and this is going to play. This is archived. It'll be on Facebook Live. It'll be on regular Facebook, and it'll be on Instagram, too. So if you didn't catch the whole sermon or you want someone else to hear the sermon, oh, yeah, I want to shout out Auntie Virginia and Uncle John. I want to shout out my mother, Miss Jones. God bless you. I want to shout out all my sisters and brothers, uncles, aunts, cousins, friends, and relations on all sides of my family. A big old shout out to my wife. A big shout out to all of her family, all my sister and brothers-in-laws and all my in-laws and my nephews and nieces and everywhere and all my associates and all my friends. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show will be on at 9 a.m., and we're going to have a very important topic. We're going to have a special guest on that's going to talk about what's really going on in the Gaza Strip and in Israel. I have a person who has a lot of information on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Barbara. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. This is going to be an exclusive interview. I will do a disclaimer saying that, you know, hey, Brother Clarence, thank you so much, man. Hallelujah. Thank you very much, Brother Clarence. God bless you and Eleanor. Hallelujah. He says, bless me and my wife. Thank you so much. Yes. And let me tell you something. You don't want to miss our show in the morning. Don't forget, we have Words of Wisdom with Talana Jones. We have Poetry with Linda Goldie. We have a Sports Report with Cousin V. We have Regulate the Manual with Clarence M. Allen. We also have a commentary, Hallelujah, with none other than Professor Reams. And boy, do we have a show for you. And then we have Health and Wellness with Vera Jones. And then we're going to have Mental Health and You with Aretha Adams Jones. So we have a full show for you. You don't want to miss it. If you want to call into our show in the morning, you dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And you'll be on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We'll also be on Facebook Live and Instagram Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. tomorrow morning, Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. sharp, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Don't miss it. I know you're going to be there, Barbara. I know you're going to be there, Brother Clarence. I know you're going to be there, Kevin, and everybody that's on here. I know you'll all be there because we always tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It's the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns. I want to say this to you. Remember our scripture. Our scripture was 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24. Only fear God and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. And God has done some amazing things for you. I can't even name them all, and you probably can't either. But God has done some amazing things in your life, and I want to thank you all for joining us today. I want to leave you with this. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Also, too, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Remember that God is an on-time God, and he will do anything but fail. And last but not least, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. I want you to know that the best is yet to come. And I'm so glad that you joined us here on the Eddie Jones, on the church with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr., the church with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. And, you know, I just want to share in closing a little short song. All right. I don't know why, but this is on my heart. I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe you brought me this far to leave me. I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy, and I don't believe you brought me this far to leave me. God bless you.